Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, our listeners, and share your comments and thoughts and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390 and our email is forever35@gmail.com.
So we're going to kick things off with a really important listener note.
Probably the most important message we've ever gotten.
I agree with that.
They write, y'all, a quick note to say that I'm pretty sure we should call butt acne crackney. Missed opportunity there. Love the pod. Love y'all. Love wordplay.
You are so right, listener.
So right. Don't you get mad when you miss a pun, Dori?
I do. I get very angry.
And listeners, I should tell you a little behind the scenes scoop. I do a lot of uploading of the episodes, but I literally cannot title them. And every time an episode has to go up, I text Dori and make Dori figure out the name. Because if I were naming episodes, it would just be like two people talking about skin, and Dori always has a great pun.
Oh, thanks, Kate.
Just FYI.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, you know how to pun things up.
I appreciate that.
You're a lot of pun.
Pun for all. Pun for one. Pun.
We got
all
it.
All for pun. Pun for all. That's what I wanted to say.
Girls just want to have pun.
Yeah.
That'd be a great podcast just about puns. Anyone want to listen to a pun cast?
I used to have a pun in the oven.
Dori. See? This is what I'm talking about. That was really good.
Oh, thanks.
A pun in the oven is really good. This is why you come up with all the catchy titles of episodes. Listeners, if you see an uncatchy title, you know I'm the one who came up with it.
Kate.
This is not me talking down about myself.
Okay.
I do think you have a skill.
Oh, thanks.
But we both missed crackney.
We did. We both missed it. I think we were just so focused on butts versus cracks.
I will tell you that my butt pimple that I did have while we discussed crackney has cleared up.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it.
Great news, right?
Yes.
Yes. We also got this email from a listener following up about boobzits, or excuse me, rackney. Mm-hmm. Rackney and crackney.
Mm.
We've got those two.
We do.
Is there any other acne spot we're missing that we need to pun it up for?
Well, I think chestney is encompassed by rackney.
Chestney? That sounds like Kenny Chesney.
It does. It does. Is he somehow involved in all of this?
I mean, it's a conspiracy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Okay, here's what this listener says. I've been living in Southeast Asia for the last 7 years where it's constantly hot and humid. And I have a two-part solution I've developed to combat my rackne problems. Number one, do nothing. Whenever I complain to my husband about the zits I have in my various nooks and crannies, he says, who fucking cares? Worry about something else more important. Living on our increasingly hotter planet means we are all battling with some skin malady. Two, when I can't not care, I decant Thayer's Witch Hazel Toner into a travel-sized spray bottle and give my cleavage a refreshing spritz whenever I start to feel sweaty or immediately after a workout. While this hasn't solved the problem completely, it has made a notable difference in reducing my rachne and generally makes me feel a lot less hot and gross.
Thank you for that.
I love that Thayer's Witch Hazel Toner. I have some in my bathroom. I like it. It's very refreshing.
It is refreshing. I was using the cucumber toner for a while.
Well, decant it into a spray bottle and have at it.
I like that
idea. Someone in my family is going to walk in to me spraying that on my butt at some point.
I love a spritz.
On your crackling?
No. All right. Should I read this next email?
Yes.
Switching gears a little bit.
I love all the tidbits in this email.
Okay. I, too, am a 40 plus. I'm 41, 42 in October, who only, she writes in parentheses, in the last year has begun living her best life. I had no clue what I was going to do in my 20s or 30s. And for those who don't know, it's okay. You don't have to know. Do what makes you happy. And if you can't, do what pays the bills until you can. It wasn't until my 40s that it all started to make sense. I have been at my dream workplace for a little over a year now. I began a relationship in December that has since turned into the love of my life. And we will be getting married and buying a house, hopefully by next summer, and blending our families together. And as of today, I am credit card debt free.
Woo!
All of this can be attributed to, one, financial counseling. We see one together. I've been going for 20 years, and he just started 2 months ago. Two, transparency and communication about where the money is going. Three, not giving a shit about what anyone else thinks and living our truth. And four, being open to the possibilities / opportunities that come our way. This is beautiful.
Wisdom.
Mm-hmm. You know, there is, I too have recently been feeling like a lot of these different aspects of my life have sort of like come together in a nice way. Like I'm feeling fulfilled professionally.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. I'm feeling fulfilled with my child.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting our money shit together. You know, like stuff is like coming together. But I think like this can be what happens in your 40s.
Now, what if it's not? I feel like we are.
Yeah.
Like one thing you and I'm feeling very similarly kind of like grounded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, I have been 40 for a very short time. I don't want to take ownership of the whole age group.
Okay. That's
only
fair.
Only a couple weeks in.
Sure. But you were ready to turn 40.
Oh, gosh. I was 40 like last year.
Yeah.
But I am curious. I wonder what it feels like on the other end of things when there is this whole kind of social movement of like everyone like solves shit in their 40s great and you're comfortable in your skin and your money problems go away. And then what if it's like, oh, no, actually, I'm not comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah.
My money problems are still here. I don't feel like I've figured it all out.
Totally.
I'm sure there are even listeners listening who have experienced that. And I suspect, I mean, you know, our lives are fluid. So, you know, I feel like order is always then followed by chaos in my own life. So,
you're saying I'm due for some chaos.
I wasn't saying that about you specifically, okay. But I do wonder, I don't know, it would be amazing if the next decade of your life is this kind of beautiful, calm.
It's not going to be.
That's true. Because what could be?
Right. But I didn't mean to imply that everything is calm or that I'm just like going through life, you know.
You are kind of zen though.
I do feel more zen than I used to be.
Yeah. I mean, I've known you for a little while now and I feel like I noticed that.
Yeah. I feel less like frantic.
But I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, what I was going to say is I just lately have been feeling like a lot of the things that I have been working towards in my 20s and 30s, like it all sort of came together, you know, it was like, oh, I've actually been in this industry for a really long time, you know, like I guess what I'm saying is like, I felt like all of my experience is sort of coming to bear on my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really beautiful.
And I agree. This doesn't happen for everyone. But I'm speaking my truth.
And I honor that.
And I feel like, you know, I feel like I have worked hard for what I have. And, you know, that is a function of like all the things that, all the mistakes I made in my 20s and 30s. And, you know, just life, man.
Life. I mean, life. Yeah. I met a listener at Comic-Con who works with a guy I grew up with who randomly, he and I worked at the worst job I ever had at a financial company.
Oh, wow.
Like a job where every morning I had a panic attack and at night I couldn't sleep because it was giving me panic attacks. And it was like the most hellish work experience of my life. And this listener was like, we know this guy. And he also said it was really awful. It was very, it was such a weird flashback to think about that time in my life where I yeah. would literally be like, had to sleep on the floor because I had such bad anxiety attacks.
That
I couldn't, like, I needed to feel really grounded. I mean, it was a rough time, but that experience really shaped so much of who I am.
Yeah.
But God, it was dark.
Yeah.
It was dark.
Yeah.
And literally it was dark. I worked in an office with no windows.
Oh, God.
Oh, Dory. Anyway.
Anyway.
Before we take a little break, should we play a listener voicemail?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Hey, Kate and Dory. This is Ashley. I'm calling from Plymouth, Massachusetts. I wanted to call you guys today because my friend Katie and I love you so much, and you inspired our day of self-care. We just had a massage and spent the day at the spa together catching up, and we probably wouldn't have done that if it wasn't for you guys. Katie and I have been friends for over 20 years, but we now live 1,000 miles apart, and having this podcast in common has just added a new layer to our friendship, and I really appreciate you guys for it. I just wanted to say thank you, and we love you, and thanks. Bye.
Aw. What a sweet message.
They live 1,000 miles away from each other now. We love when people from Massachusetts call in.
We truly do.
No disrespect to anyone from anywhere else, but
no, it's like a taste of home.
It is just like being, I did honk at somebody with a Massachusetts license today.
Oh.
Not in a positive way. They were making me mad. They cut me off. Classic masshole move.
Classic masshole.
But anyway, we
it's
love
like
all
you're
you
You're in California now.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Don't use your blinker to cut me off. In California, people cut you off with no blinkers.
Do we say blinker? Do other people say blinker?
What would they be called?
Turn signal.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a Massachusetts thing?
I think blinker might be Massachusetts. I recently realized this.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody else says blinker?
We'll have to look up a linguistic map.
I do love a linguistic map because I taught my children rotaries recently.
I was just going to say, I was just going to use rotary as an example.
Ugh. That's the only thing you can call a traffic circle.
It's true.
A rotary.
A roundabout? What are you talking about?
God, it's like the same people who call soda pop and sneakers tennis shoes.
Sneakers tennis shoes I never got.
It is a big thing.
I know. It's very weird.
It drives me bonkers.
It's like tennis shoes are sneakers, but not all sneakers are tennis
shoes.
No! Come on!
Who also, like, most of us aren't playing tennis.
Exactly.
Most of us have never even tried tennis.
Like, think about the ridiculousness of this statement. I'm going to go running. Have you seen my tennis shoes? Doesn't even make sense.
Try it this way. I'm going to go running. Has anyone seen my field hockey shoes? Doesn't make any sense.
Those would be cleats.
That's true. Let me think of another specification. Also, oh, God, this drives me nuts. Tennis shoes are like flat.
Yes. And white soled. Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
Our TED Talk. Massachusetts, that would be called a Ted Williams Talk.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Also, the Packy.
The Packy is a very Boston thing.
Yeah.
That's what we call a liquor store in Massachusetts. It's a package store.
Yep.
Well, now that you've learned all about Massachusetts... I mean, do weigh in.
Yes.
I know we're going to stop talking about this, but I do want to say, I wonder if there are like self-care specific
regional things.
Yes, regional differences. Like, do people in Florida call manicures something else? I don't know. I'm making this up.
Interesting.
Like, what if somebody calls a sheet mask a duvet mask?
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So we're back from our linguistic adventures.
You know, we really do have fun here, I will say.
Oh, we do. We do. Sure do.
But we do talk about some strange things. A listener wrote in, should I just read this one as well?
Yeah.
Okay, great. It is directed at me, but I would love to hear your thoughts. A listener wrote in and asked, I have been suffering from some pretty serious lower back pain. Hello, late 30s. I don't even know what I did to cause the pain. I remember Kate suffered with back pain a few months ago and was trying different remedies. What are your top recommendations out of everything you tried? I have a lot of thoughts.
Hit me.
Okay. So, listener, at the top of our mini episodes, we now encourage people to seek advice from medical professionals because that is a very important thing to do. And I would say start there. I received tons of kind of advice from friends and from strangers about back pain. And many people recommended this Dr. John Sarna book, which is called Healing Back Pain, which is essentially his hypothesis is that a lot of lower back pain is really like emotional or anger, feelings of anger or rage gets channeled physically because you can't express it emotionally and verbally. And I mean, I got tons of people telling me this. They read this book and it changed their life. On the flip side, I had a few people who said, hey, that book is BS. I had like a herniated disc and had to get an MRI. So my point being, go to the doctor, talk to the doctor, find out what medical steps might be necessary to figure out what is going on. Physical therapy really helped me. That was like a given. My physical therapist was like, oh, your hips are uneven, and helped showed me how I could kind of rebalance my hips. And that was very helpful. So physical therapy, which was covered by my insurance, and I needed a reference from my doctor. So that's all connected. I will say, though, that that Dr. Sarna book was helpful for me. It did feel like it was describing a lot about me. Anxious person, perfectionist-y, stuffing down anger. It was all there. What else has helped? I found a chiropractor who was like a gentle chiropractor who does a lot of kind of energetic movement. And that really helped. I'm actually seeing them today.
Interesting.
Yes. I did try visiting.
You know my thoughts on chiropractors.
That it's all nonsense.
And they can be
dangerous.
They can be dangerous.
I did see someone who I did not feel was helping my body. And I've had that experience with a couple chiropractors. This person kind of more does like osteopathic work.
All right.
I don't have to justify this.
No, I'm not. I'm not asking you to.
I'm teasing. But I do feel like it does help. But the cracking and like the serious cracking, that scared the shit out of me.
I don't think that helps.
Yeah, I'm not.
I think that is bad.
Yes, I'm not saying that you should see a chiropractor. But for me, seeing this person who kind of like gently moves my bones around has weirdly helped. And also, like, they taught me how to foam roll, and they have me foam roll in the office, and like do stretching and stuff like that. Foam rolling at home helps.
Mm.
Then I would also say just strengthening and stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthening my core, but also because everything's connected, like finding ways to strengthen, but also like stretching out my hamstrings and my hips.
How about Pilates?
I love Pilates. Pilates helps a lot. But I will say, like, certain things also strain my body. So the other thing is that our bodies are all so different.
Right.
That whatever's working for me could not work at all for you. But I would say the first step would be like, go check in with a doctor.
Yeah.
See if they can help you what's going on, or at least get you a referral to a physical therapist. And physical therapy, I think, is a really probably the most beneficial thing. Then, of course, like, you know, a heating pad or a cold pad.
Love a heating pad.
You've got to figure out which one is meets your needs. Well, there we go.
Okay.
All right. We've got a little VM here.
Great. Let's hear it.
Hey, ladies. I literally paused your podcast to send you this little message. I am celebrating my son's 19th birthday today, and he's my youngest. And it has occurred to me that I no longer am inundated with 1,000 birthday plans for my kids anymore. And I thought this morning, what should I do to commemorate this day besides celebrate my son? And I started to think about how when your body gives birth and goes through a traumatic yet triumphant experience, we take it for granted a little. And I have for 2 births in many years. And I started thinking that the best thing that I could do to honor the birth of my son today is to honor my body in some way. So I decided to do a couple hours of self-care, and I wanted to do something to give back to the body that provided me these beautiful children that I have. And I don't think that until I listened to Forever 35 and many other podcasts that I love, that I really started thinking about taking care of the body that I have. And I know that with Dory just giving birth, she maybe would like to think about how to honor the body that gave her her child. Anyhow, hope you guys are having a great day. And back to the podcast. Got to find out about these UV sleeves or something. Bye.
Love a pause the pod.
A pause the pod.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is a really nice thing, because I think I'm sort of falling into the trap of like, I want my body back, quote unquote.
Or feeling, get back to normal.
Yes. Yeah,
those phrases.
Yeah. And, you know, I think those can be a little detrimental. and I should be celebrating my body. My body did an amazing thing.
Yeah, it did.
Gave birth to the best baby in the world.
That baby is so delicious. I just got to visit with him before recording this episode of the podcast.
He was happy to see you.
He was. He was, you know, he was very busy looking at the fan.
He loves a fan.
He loves a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave me some smiles.
He did.
He really is the best.
He's been talking a lot, too. I mean, talking, you know, baby talking.
So it's interesting you bring that up because I know you have been taking some steps to start to get strengthen your body. Is there anything that you've done? And again, you gave birth just 3 months ago.
I did.
Have you thought about ways to kind of honor your body?
No.
Or do you have any body honoring practices that you have practiced even before being pregnant and giving birth?
You know, I used to really like to get massages.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I mentioned this on the podcast that I had been getting massages at home through I use Zeal, which is like one of those in-home massage places. That's like an app. And I would get the same woman every time and we kind of bonded. And she stopped by after I gave birth.
Oh my gosh,
she'd
really?
She'd given a massage like down the street and she just like stopped by to see how I was doing. It was very nice. And
did she stop by and massage you?
No.
Okay.
She was just coming by to say hello.
That's very nice. Okay.
But I was like, I had a C-section and she was like, oh, you have to wait 3 months to get a massage. But hello, it's been 3 months.
We got to make sure this lady comes
over. Maybe
over
it's
today.
Time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to think about that.
One thing that also, first of all, listener, 19 years old. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool. Happy birthday to you and your child, who's now an adult child. But I like to dance to celebrate my body.
Yeah.
I love the idea of like physically what am I able to do? Or just physically like what feels good. And dancing to music always feels really great to me. And I would say like Broadway dance is a way that you have honored and celebrated
your body. That's true.
Listeners, what are some ways that you celebrate your bodies? This is a really good narrative reframe for me personally, because since so much of my life has been spent not celebrating my body.
Mm-hmm.
What's the opposite of celebrating?
Denigrating.
Negating.
Criticizing.
Also like not giving it space to like be and blossom and like and be celebrated not just by me but by other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, gonna get on that.
Okay.
For year 40.
I'm excited to do that too.
Do you want to dance together sometime?
Yeah, I do.
You know it'd be fun if we ever did a live show if we incorporated a dance.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, what would that look like?
I don't
know. Work with a choreographer?
But I'd love it.
I would love it. Don't hold us to it, though, please, if you ever come see us in a live show experience someday.
But we're just putting that out there into the universe.
Just saying, what if we did it?
What if?
What if?
Should we take another short break?
We got a quick break and then one more question.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Dory, this is a long one.
I know. I've been thinking about it.
I am fascinated by this question. I'm going to suggest you read it.
Oh, are you?
You've just got a great reading voice. You're thoughtful. I feel like you'll really...
Thank you.
You'll narrate this one well.
Okay. So, I need a bit of advice, and by all means, put me in check if needed. My best friend, fiance, and daughter all live together. I think this means her best friend, her fiance, and her daughter.
Yes. Not fiance and the fiance's daughter.
I think so.
I think so as well.
Okay. It's been about, or maybe her daughter with the fiance.
I also think this is a very complex email.
It is.
The listener who wrote in is living with the best friend.
Yes.
And then their fiance and their daughter.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
It's been about 4 months and things were going great. Financially, my fiance and I could not afford a place alone and she happened to need a new place to stay. So it made sense. Little bit of a backstory. She went through a horrible breakup 4 years ago and decided to finally get back out there. And being the millennial she is, she resorted to a dating app. Well, she went out with this guy and brought him back to our home that night. I was furious and my immediate thought was, my 4-year-old toddler is here. How dare you? I tried to let it go, but then she meets another guy and decided to allow him to stay the night 4 nights in a row after knowing him 3 days prior. I tried to talk to her about how uncomfortable we are and how she was being inconsiderate, but her response was, I pay rent here too. Mind you, we've been best friends for a little over a decade and we have never scuffled over anything like this. Am I wrong to have reacted that way? I mean, we don't know this guy. He could steal from us or hurt one of us. My crime documentary brain resorts to the worst. Suggestions. There's a lot to unpack.
This is a lot. And I almost feel like I'm in a place where I can see both sides of this situation.
Same.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's first break down the listener side.
Yep.
One, you have a 4-year-old. You are trying to protect your family and also create kind of like a safe space for your child. You don't want strangers, whatever their identity, coming in and out of your home. I get that.
Also, you know, I think that there is an assumption, a sort of social contract, if you will, when you are living in a roommate situation, that you are all going to behave in a manner that is positive for the whole community.
You would think.
But right.
Sometimes
but
there's
I think
not.
The, I think the,
that's what the listener,
emailer, the yes. listener had made this assumption.
Yes. And I think what we're finding out is that your friend had a different set of expectations of what it meant to live together.
Yes.
And it sounds like these expectations
were never clarified.
Yes. Not written out, not discussed.
Yep.
And so now you are at an impasse because...
And now the horse has left the barn, as we say.
Is that what we say? I've never
we
heard
do
that.
Say that.
You're right. The horse has left the barn. It's so trotting down the road.
It's trotting down the road and we can't get to it. So
because
you might have to get a new horse.
A new roommate, you say. Yeah, I don't think that your best friend is wrong. They do pay rent there.
Yep.
This is their living space. They aren't entitled to have a life of sexual desire in which they date or hook up or whatever. And because there were no ground rules set on like bringing guests home and introducing straight, like then you're neither, no one has communicated here.
I also detect a smidge of slut shaming here.
Well, we all can be judgmental of people's different intimacy behaviors.
Yes.
We all have different styles of intimacy. And I agree, there is nothing wrong if you are in a consenting situation to have a one night stand, to have a 1 hour stand.
And look, maybe this is just about her daughter.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it is totally a safety thing. I don't know.
And also, like, I can understand how it might be challenging to explain to a 4-year-old, like, oh, best friend is living her best life and getting that D, that vitamin D.
Yeah, I would say that's an awkward thing to explain to a 4-year-old.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
So it sounds like you need to have as non-judgmental a conversation with them as possible, because you said you tried to talk to her about how uncomfortable we are and how she was being inconsiderate. Like, maybe she's not being inconsiderate. Like, it sounds like you kind of maybe went into the conversation bringing a little bit of a combative tone.
Yeah.
And then their response was also combative.
Yeah.
And it might not work out.
Right.
You might need to have a roommate who is not going to do this stuff, or you might need to change your living situation, or they might need to change their living situation if you can't come to an agreement on... like house rules.
Kate, how would you re-broach the subject in a non-confrontational way? I feel like you're very good at this.
I would think I would say, like, hey, best friend, let's call them Jojo. I don't know.
Okay.
Jojo. So I'd be like, hey, Jojo, can we talk? I know we already tried to talk about this and I feel like it didn't really go great. I would love to try again. Hear where you're coming from, because I totally respect the fact that you're single and this is your living space and you can be dating in whatever way you want. But I also need to figure out what's best for my family, especially my child. And maybe we can come to some sort of understanding about what your needs are and your expectations for this living arrangement and our needs as a family unit and our expectations, and see if we can find some common ground. And let's also write out what these guidelines are so that you feel like we are holding up our end of the bargain as your roommate and we see that you're doing the same.
Kate, that is so perfect.
Would that work?
That is perfect.
Well, thank you. If you listen,
I knew I came to the right person.
Well, I do think like you can't just go to the person and be like, you're doing this.
Totally.
You have to also hear what their feelings are. And you have to have some accountability, not about their sexual life, but about like, what are you bringing to the table as a roommate here?
And what do you really want? Like, is it that you have to meet the person first? Is it that they have to be dating for a certain amount of time? Do you not want them to stay over more than... Do you not want her to have guests more than two nights a week? Like the thing that the person stayed over four nights in a row, you know, she'd only known him for 3 days. Like, you know, so I think you also should think about what would feel right to you.
Yeah. And I do think you do have a point in that.
Yes, I agree.
Jojo, the roommate, is bringing strangers into your home who could, like, you know, take your stuff. I mean, you don't know who they are.
And exactly.
I do feel like you have a right to... at least set some, express what you wish.
Some ground rules.
Yes. And if you can't come to an agreement on what the ground rules are, then I think I would end things amicably now before it destroys your friendship.
Yep.
So good luck. Good luck. That's really hard. And I find like anytime friendships cross into these lines of like living together or working together, it always... if you aren't upfront about everything and like really clear, it can get so hairy so fast.
Yeah.
So we hope the horse gets back into the barn.
We hope you find the horse.
Yeah, the horse that you want to be riding.
Maybe he's just like chewing on some grass on the side of the road.
He just got distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We have covered so many topics.
We started
with puns.
We moved on to Boston linguistics.
Took a detour to Boston phrases. And then made a horse metaphor.
Yeah. On that note.
Just
a standard Forever 35
just
episode.
A classic Dory and Kate mourning together. But thank you, as always, for writing in. We really appreciate it.
And for calling in.
Yes. And we are honored that you share your questions with us. And that's all we have to say. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.